Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women that get out there and go coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of the different things we have there for you to see. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, the big news, anybody that's buying gasoline, especially in the Northeast, you're already aware of this. There are some shortages starting to show up. It has to do with delivery, and we knew that was going to happen. The DOT is apparently under this state of emergency that was released yesterday. They're going to open the truck drivers up to haul more weight on the tankers, number one. In other words, more fuel. And number two, work longer hours. So they'll be able to do that, and that should change things around starting today or tomorrow at the very latest. In the meantime, it looks like as if the pipeline is going to be the way it is until about Friday.
There are parts of the pipeline that are already reopened, but that's on a temporary basis. And they do expect to be fully operational by the end of the week. We don't know what the end of the week is. We don't know if that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly we have some states. I think it's North Carolina has declared a state of emergency because there are some places that are virtually without fuel. Other places have got very long lines, and with that, I suspect that they will be without fuel here pretty quickly, too.
We have 17 states in the regional state of emergency: Alabama, Arkansas, District of Columbia, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia.
So this is going to present a real challenge now to the airlines because this also includes jet fuel.
That's right.
Just kind of wonder how much more of a hit that the airlines could necessarily take. They were just kind of getting back to some kind of capacity. It has not been confirmed or told to us if the ransom has been paid or not. No one seems to want to confirm that. Apparently, it's the policy to not pay those ransoms, but I'm not convinced that it hasn't been paid, so I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Well, I can read the statement here. It says the ransomware gang accused of crippling the leading U.S. fuel pipeline operator said on Monday that it never meant to create havoc, an unusual statement that experts saw as a sign a cyber criminal scheme had gone awry. The Packers said their aim is cash, not chaos.
Yeah, right. That we understand. They actually even apologized, which
yep.
is also, too, in the article that I wrote. But that doesn't mean we don't know if there's been a ransom paid. So, and we don't even know what it is. But I would be challenging Moscow on this one and to see what they necessarily knew. And speaking of that, there's some breaking news coming out of Russia. There's a city by the name of Kazan. It had a shooting leaving 8 students and 1 teacher dead. According to their news agency, Interfax, 2 gunmen opened fire in the school, and one of them, a 17-year-old, has already been apprehended. So some of the children were evacuated from the school, but others still remain in the building. Additional security measures have been put in place in all the schools in Kazan, the capital of Russia's Kherson region, roughly 700 kilometers east of Moscow. So we have that. It's just now breaking news.
Mm. Okay. All right. So and we'll keep
Another
an eye.
Place.
Yeah, and I'm keeping an eye on Israel because it looks like as if there might be a third group of sorties going out here. We've had, I think the last report was about 210 rockets fired from the Gaza Strip.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like as if they just fired another handful here, but that's to be confirmed. I just got something that came blipping across there. It's been a fluid situation all night, certainly. And with the ransomware thing, we'll just have to hope for the best because, my God, I went through the gas shortages up in the Northeast, and I'm sure you've been around where that's happened, too. It's not pretty when you get all those gas lines and people sitting there waiting to get their gasoline. They push the cars to the pump because they're out of gas.
I remember.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, who's the hatchet man at the and by the way, we'll probably just have to mention this and then go to it after the break, but we have a new hatchet man, you said, at the DOJ or DOD?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here comes the music. So we'll get to that. We'll talk about who that is and what that's all about at the Department of Defense. It looks like Lloyd Austin is going to have himself a hatchet man over there. Nothing like a general with a hatchet man, right? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 #1 national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. We appreciate you doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, who have given me an opportunity to get out of pain and have some normal life and activity, if you will, and get rid of the hardcore stuff that I was having to take because of the pain that I was having and the swelling in my left foot and ankle and leg on a constant basis. And I take Relief Factor because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which it does. I take it twice a day in the convenient packets in which it comes in. Sometimes I have to take it three times, but it works. It lowers, eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got. It works for me. It'll work for you. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response and supports the healing process, too. So what more could you ask for? Well, how about this deal? $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start. $19.95. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the Relief Factor. You'll get it. You'll be on it for 3 weeks. And then you will know right after that exactly what is going to happen and if you can either renew it or let it go, whatever the choice might be. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
We have Elliot on the phone from Wesley Chapel. I'm going to go to him. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. If you can give me 60 seconds, I have a comment question for Denise this morning. America, you know, take a look at this. Do our military have Australia's back? That should be a big question with us. There are serious tensions between China. China is the largest trading partner to Australia. The Aussies admit they fell into that trap. It was over the deal when President Trump accused China of unleashing COVID-19 on the world. And Australia followed Trump's advice and said, yes, I agree with President Trump. Now communist China retaliated by canceling Australia's cotton export. The trade war could affect many workers now. Denise, here is a communist country who I think unleashed this virus purposefully on the world, bullies anyone who dares to speak of the origin of COVID. Now, one thing we do know, China is working on military-style battlefield. It's supposed to be six COVIDs that they're working on biologically. And we have to pay attention to that. And America, the question should be, America, what is in the American arsenals to counter what they're trying to do to all the people around the world when it comes to fighting China? We got to pair up. We got to connect, and we have to fight China with all our might. No one on the sidelines. The world against China. Thank you very much.
All right. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot in there. Yes. In fact, I wrote about it yesterday because there's some documentation that, in fact, has come from the Aussies that was reproduced not only in the Australian but also in the Daily Mail, that this is, in fact, they have the documentation on the bioweapons. So the question then becomes, what did Dr. Fauci know and when did he know it? And I don't think anybody has asked him that question yet, and they should. Now, what can we do to fight them? Well, we're going to have to time this thing very carefully because we can do it. But we're also going to need the cooperation of other countries that are willing to join the fight. And when I say we're going to have to time it carefully, we're going to have to do so because we cannot afford to shoot ourselves in the foot, no pun intended, because so much of what we need for survival in the United States, sadly, comes from China, least of which is rare earth minerals and pharmaceuticals. So we need to be looking at the whole trade relationship real quickly. We need to be talking to U.S. companies and telling them to move their manufacturing, which I've been saying for about 3 years now, but I'm just a burned-out tennis player, so they're not going to listen to me. But I would say that we have plenty that we can fight back with, but it's going to take some real timing, and we're going to need some real allies to help us in this.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that the allies are equipped as we would hope they would be. Let's just put it kind of that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes perfect sense. And again, we do know that China is working on these COVID viruses. And by the way, you are right. And the other person that agrees with you about what did Dr. Fauci know and when did he know it is Tucker Carlson, because he said, and I quote, Anthony Fauci let the coronavirus pandemic happen. Why isn't there a criminal investigation on him?
I've watched that carefully, but I went back to the National Institute of Health website, and I included some screenshots, and I chose screenshots because I didn't want the website to delete, you know, the links that I have necessarily referred to. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could easily do that, but documentation and studies and all of that was already there going back as far as 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fauci, according to his own biography, his resume listed on National Institute of Health website, mm-hmm. Says that he has served six presidents. Really? Because I don't remember the name Fauci during Ebola.
No.
I don't remember the name Fauci during Zika. I don't even remember Fauci during the HIV outbreak that, you know, President Bush worked so hard on. So all of those, by the way, are viruses.
Yep.
So I would be asking some very hard questions. In fact, I think I would be issuing some subpoenas to Dr. Fauci. But that's just me.
Okay. To the Pentagon. A new hatchet man. Who is it? Who is it?
Well, you gotta read it, Captain. But his name is Bishop Garrison. He is also a West Point graduate, and he's a hater, by the way. He's absolutely a hater. I have some friends over in special places in the active military, and I got a very interesting text message from one of them about 2 months ago and said they've got DHS and some lawyers crawling all over the place, and it wasn't just at his particular base, it's several bases.
Mm-hmm.
And they're running these investigations, but what they're really doing is they're looking for Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for MAGA people.
Yep.
And those that think that they want to put in their retirement papers because they're being targeted.
Mm-hmm.
The word was used to stand down. And a lot of them have been putting in their retirement papers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just so happens that that is the reference to Secretary of Defense's order to stand down and not process any of these retirement papers.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy truly is running around through the rank and file of the military, base to base to base, along with some lawyers and some, you know, Department of Justice, DHS type people. And it's not pretty.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, because Barack Obama did that the first time around. And if this is Barack Obama 2.0, a la Joe Biden, which a lot of people think it is, then of course we're going to do the same thing. But anyway, here comes the music. To be continued. To be continued. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, read all the great articles she has to offer. I'm coming right back with a military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden announced Monday that more than $350 billion will soon be available to state and local governments as part of a fiscal recovery fund that was part of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus recovery package. The White House says the payments will begin as early as this week. Communities that take the funds will be able to use them to offset revenue losses, pay for public health expenses, or offer assistance to local businesses. The Treasury Department says the funds cannot be used to pay down debt or cut taxes. And the FBI confirmed Monday that the cyber attack that knocked one of the country's largest fuel pipelines offline came from a criminal group known as DarkSide. The Bureau said that it continues to work with the pipeline's operator, Colonial Pipeline, to investigate the attack that has halted operation of the pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel used on the East Coast. The company hopes to have the pipeline back online by the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's the National Aviation Academy. Find out about them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. We're going to tell you all about where they're at after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, as I've told you time and time again, those of you that have heard me talk about them for going on the 4 years they've been with us, ask to take the tour. Call them up at 800-659-2080, and asked to take the tour at one of their campuses. Now, they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. So ask to take the tour. Find out what it is you're getting involved in, because becoming an aviation maintenance technician is a lifetime job. You will never want for a job once you get certified. Never. You can go to work anywhere in the world. It's that simple. They're looking for aviation maintenance techs just about every country in the world right now. Now, their website, of course, NAA.edu. But just pick up the phone and call them at 800-659-2080. The number one more time, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, it's been a very busy night over in Israel and the Gaza Strip, Jerusalem, some of the border towns. Over 200 rockets have been fired by Hamas and the Islamic Jihad into Israeli territory. And the Israeli Defense Forces, counting the first sorties they did with their Air Force and their precision guidance missiles that they had, they've now worked on their third series of sorties against these targets where the missiles came from. Now, it's not just targets they're going after where the missiles were fired from, because as you well know, regardless of what the structure is, when something's fired from the roof of the structure, it then becomes an enemy target, and they take it out. They take it out. Doesn't matter who's in it or what they're doing there. It's that simple. That's number one. Number two, they also went after the Hamas brigade commander's house and destroyed it. They went after the headquarters of Hamas, the military headquarters, and destroyed it in the process of their flying around with their sorties. But what started with seven rockets about 24 to 28 hours ago is now up to over 200. And if they keep firing rockets, they're going to keep getting it shoved right at them by the Israeli Defense Forces. They do not mess around. And that's a good thing. And that's the way we should be. We can learn from the Israelis. We can learn from them. Now, the second incident that happened involved two Coast Guard cutters and a submarine, the USS Georgia, which was on the surface and was being escorted by these two Coast Guard cutters through the Straits of Hormuz. Now, 13, count them, 13 Iranian fast boats came at them in an unsafe manner. As they came at our ships, two of them spun off to go around and come up behind our ships. The Coast Guard cutter Maui, the Cyclone-class patrol ship Squall, and the submarine USS Georgia, which, by the way, had just been retrofitted to attack land targets with as many as 154 Tomahawk cruise missiles on board, also with 66 Navy SEALs on board, too. Now, they were warned off several times and warned to go away by our forces, but the encounter happened when the fast boats came as close as 150 yards to the U.S. ships. The Coast Guard cutter, the Maui, fired 30 warning shots from a 50 caliber machine gun on deck at the lead vessel because the Iranian vessels were behaving very aggressively. By the way, they were traveling at a high rate of speed, and they had their weapons uncovered and manned. So they were definitely a threat to our ships. And we thwarted them off. We warned them off. Now, is this going to happen again? Yeah. Sooner or later, something's going to happen, and we're going to sink some of their boats because they're going to get too close, and that's going to be the end of it. And as well it should be. Or, get this, sooner or later, they're going to come up on one of the tankers or one of the supply ships that goes through there, and they're going to capture it. And then here we go. Either way, we'll see. And then there was this other incident where the U.S. Navy announced that they had seized an arms shipment of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, sniper rifles, and ammunition hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea, apparently bound for Yemen to support the country's Houthi rebels, and came out of Iran. So, Those three separate incidences in the Middle East have got everything very shaky over there again. Now, 7 years ago, the military's top brass argued to Congress that commanders should retain the power to prosecute sexual assault cases to maintain good order and discipline. And after a decade of effort, big changes could be coming to the way the military handles these sexual assault cases. We'll see. European allies, in the meantime, have asked the U.S. to slow our Afghan withdrawal because of the attacks that are happening right now around the country from the Taliban. European allies are pushing the U.S. to delay its withdrawal from Afghanistan, which the U.S. officials have suggested could be complete by as early as July 4th, give NATO allies more time and support to leave. They want the U.S. to support them to get out of Dodge. In the meantime, scandals have prompted calls for more oversight at Special Operations Command. Boy, I hate reporting on this stuff. Internal study has highlighted a struggle over control of America's Special Operations Forces. And now they're going to do some investigating to see what's going on. Oh, well. By the way, as the Army looks to preserve its budget and advance modernization, the priorities they have in the new Indo-Pacific region. Meanwhile, the test fired rockets at targets from long distances during exercises near Russia yesterday amid tensions with the Kremlin. So they can see what I guess we're capable of doing. By the way, Japan's prime minister extended a state of emergency in the nation's two largest metropolitan areas struggling to contain a fourth wave of the coronavirus. And Guam says that they're not going to ease their COVID-19 restrictions either on the bars and restaurants. And they will remain open, though, to U.S. forces. By the way, the Biden administration faces the lack of icebreakers, which is increasing Russian and Chinese threats in the Arctic, because they're going up there going after oil that's there for anyone who can get there and get it. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the Biden administration will consider Ukraine's expected request to buy American missile defense systems and other weaponry in the wake of the Russian military buildup on its border. They should have already had it, folks. Should have already had it. And we'll see where everything turns out with another day of hate and discontent in the Middle East. Understatement of the year, right? Okay, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go. Anyway, Kathy, take us to break. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, Acura. Now, have you seen the all-new MDX? I'll tell you what. If you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. Remember, active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal that Moss Acura. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, side by side. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money, too, right there. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, it's getting really hot in the Middle East, and the price of oil should start jumping around a little bit because of it. Now, I'm waiting to see. It's kind of early on these markets, but West Texas crude has gone up 2 cents a barrel so far today. Brent crude has gone up 4 cents a barrel so far today, but it's early yet. And the price of gasoline dropped a little bit from where it was over the weekend, but not by much. And diesel has gone up a penny a gallon. So
It looks like things are pretty much where they're at, but the supply up where you're at is going to start to shorten up a little bit right about now or tomorrow because of the pipeline not being able to put the gasoline, diesel, airline fuel, and all that, the jet fuel up through there as quick as they normally would be able to.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it. They're going to get this pipeline up and going a little sooner rather than later. Again, another talk about infrastructure. Biden talks about infrastructure. We've got major infrastructure problems. We can't deliver fuel around the country, which is pretty sad. You take a look as well, though. You know, if the unrest in the Middle East had happened 20 years ago, you would have seen a much more dramatic increase in the spike. That's one of the great things about becoming energy independent, which we are now. We can amp up our production here in the United States of crude oil if we choose to do so. This is part of the problem with some of the things that Biden wants to do and putting some of these smaller producers out of business. All these smaller producers and these fracking and the various different other ways that we're getting energy out of the ground has led to allowed us to become independent and not reliant on the Middle East.
Correct. By the way, George is saying good morning to you and me. Good morning back to George.
Good morning, George.
Yep. Now, the other thing is we've got these jobless claims out there, and Joe Biden came out and said that, well, the people must take a job if it's offered to them, if it's of equal value, what they left, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And he was saying that they have to do that. Well, nowhere does it say that they have to take a job to get the $300 a week that they're getting. So he kind of shot his mouth off a little bit, but then why am I not surprised?
He doesn't know. He just doesn't know. He probably doesn't understand. He's probably thinking that's the way things actually are, but they aren't. It might be what he had been told. You say he doesn't put together all of these various different packages and plans. His handlers do. He goes out there, reads off the teleprompter, and tells people this is what's it. I mean, the old Joe Biden would definitely be for, you know, the idea that you should try to find a job and you shouldn't be sitting on your butt. The latest incarnation, the one that's being controlled, not so much.
Yeah. When are you packing up and headed to California? You know, Californians are going to get a new round of stimulus checks. They don't know how much. Some are going to get $600, some are going to get $1,100, and some may get $1,400 is what Kyle Warren, who lives up there, told me.
Yeah, if you make less than, I think, $75,000 a year, California, fresh off getting, checks from the federal government, is flush with a lot of cash. Not to mention they had extra taxes this past year. Gavin Newsom doesn't want to get recalled. So the best way of not getting recalled is to just cut people checks.
Yeah. Yep, that's the Democratic way. How about Mitch McConnell saying the GOP is willing to spend $800 billion on infrastructure? And by the way, do you remember the old Interstate 81 when they built it up through the middle of Syracuse?
Yeah, that's always been a big controversy because of where they put that highway and some of the things it did to the neighborhoods there.
Well, they want to remove, the Democrats want to remove Interstate 81 from downtown Syracuse because it split up the Ninth Ward, which is a minority neighborhood there from one side to the other. All they had to do was go underneath the bridge. That's all they had to do to go from one side to the other. But now they want to remove the overhead highway there and run everybody around Syracuse. I don't think they quite understand the freight structures and what will happen. Their rates will go out of sight.
No, I understand what you're saying, Matt, but as well, that there is a point to be made, and Syracuse is not the only place where this was done.
Right.
Around the country. I mean, New York City is another example where you basically, famed Robert Moses here in New York, you know, cutting up different parts of the city and putting highways through certain neighborhoods, and those neighborhoods have just never recovered based upon that. I mean, you know, who wants to live right next to a highway? And, you know, what it does to those neighborhoods. It wasn't like that they were going to high-end neighborhoods. There's a point that's made there, what that has done to certain areas. I mean, like I said, you know it, you know, those areas where the highway goes through and where the highway goes through and what it did to those neighborhoods.
Well, it made it easy to get to the War Memorial when it was there, remember?
Well, it's
and to get to Syracuse University, too. University, they had an exit.
Yeah.
They had an exit for the Manly Fieldhouse.
Yeah. Well, that's all the way. That's farther down. It was just right on the regular campus.
Yeah.
But you know, you do stuff through expediency, and the government does this, and they don't think about what it may do to neighborhoods.
Yeah. By the way, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday hit a record high of 35,000 amidst all this nonsense.
Yeah, again, rotation. Tech stocks were down, you know, moving from one asset class to another asset class. So, again, I'm very, very cautious when markets are doing the things that they're doing right now.
Okay, and I don't even know where to start with this one, but half of the Americans say their taxes are too high. I think I've heard that for years.
I'm in that camp. That's for darn sure. Again, most people don't even understand how much tax they actually pay. Said this, many people, I'm not the only one, is that if people actually paid their taxes the same way they pay other bills, where they actually had to write out a check every single month or every quarter, like I do, I'm a business owner, so I write my tax out every quarter, they might come to the realization of how much that they pay. And if you also consider all the embedded taxes that you pay, whether it be sales taxes, whether it be taxes on certain items that are in products you don't even know are there, whether it be property taxes, taxes on your cell phone, you're in a perpetual state of being taxed in this country.
Uh-huh. Now, we did hear from the Minneapolis Fed president yesterday. All these little feds have got their own little deals here. He said not just the lockdowns are putting the tamper on the economy. It's more than that.
Well, that's Neel Kashkari, the Minneapolis Fed, and he's lost his mind with a lot of stuff. He really has. You know, some of the things that he's come out of his mouth as of late are just patently absurd. He talked about how, you know, he knows because he was an ex-Wall Street guy. I know people on Wall Street. The Fed's policies have made it difficult on Wall Street firms. They're like, uh-huh. No, they haven't. That's just not true. I mean, you pumped up the markets and you've allowed easy money for all of your buddies on Wall Street. I mean, Morgan Stanley borrowed $13 billion at an interest rate, what was it, 75 basis points above prime.
Uh-huh.
Who gets that rate? I mean, it's insane.
Okay, you're the judge. California man was arrested for a $5 million PPP loan fraud. What do we do, lock him away?
I don't know if he's going to get locked away, but let's hope that they can get some of that money back. We'll find out.
Alrighty, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check it out. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.